Recovery Radio Live.
Everybody's addicted to something.
I got the VTs. I'm feeling gorillas, I tell you.
Ah, you're crazy.
Drugs.
It seems that our youngest, Chris, was on something called acid and was firing a bow and arrow into a crowd. You know how kids are.
Booze. Beer kills brain cells.
Sex.
Oh my God, she used me. I was used.
Hey man, got a big box of porn for you.
You name it, we've done it.
Recovery Radio Live. On the air, open meeting.
Ricky Lee, Indian Bob, and Dangerous Deb. There's no subject too taboo when you're sober, sick, and sexy.
Recovery Radio Live.
On the air, everywhere. Recovery Radio Live.
I believe we have from the hottest show on TV, VH1 Celebrity Rehab. Dr. Drew, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great pleasure to have you, sir.
Congratulations on your show. It's about time we had a show like this.
Would you agree that whatever the Beatles were taking fueled the process of creating some of the greatest songs of all time?
I could see it on both sides. On one side, there's no doubt in my mind that what they were doing and their disease unraveled the Beatles, led to their demise. It led to us not gaining access to a lot more creative material that we would have had were they not doing these things. On the other hand, yes, people, when they take certain chemicals, experience alteration of consciousness that is similar to other kinds of, you know, mindful meditation and other things that can be induced naturally. The problem with that logic and that ethos is that when you use a chemical to induce these things, you damage the brain.
Right.
The brain is never the same again.
Recovery Radio Live.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call and let you guys know that I think this show is absolutely amazing.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm up for adoption. we call ourselves sober, sick, and sexy. Now you know why.
Yes, I know that.
All right.
I just love how you guys put addiction out there so bluntly as you do. And I love that because everybody thinks it's like a big, dark secret and let's keep it hidden. And that's not how it needs to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Recovery Radio Live.
We've got this beautiful Heroin Diaries book here, as a matter of fact. Now, earlier we had Nikki on. He was talking about inspiration.
Be inspired by, you know, something. You can take that inspiration, which in this case was the book. And one of the subjects that is reoccurring in the book and is reoccurring in a lot of people who are listening to this and a lot of people who aren't listening to this, too, unfortunately, is relapse. Accidents can happen. I know it's hard. Take some time. You get ridiculed and be made to feel bad. You're feeling bad enough. That's why you drink.
Recovery Radio Live.
Paul from L.A., what's going on, buddy? Welcome to Recovery Radio Live.
You're doing the best of the best, doing what they do best, spreading the word of recovery. I love you guys.
Recovery on the radio, nationwide, right?
Nationwide, brother.
Thanks for holding, man. Much love all
no
the way
worries.
From L.A.
Recovery Radio Live.
Let's go to our man holding on for a few. He's NBC winner, last comic standing, coming up on 20 years of sobriety, March 15th. Hey, Zoe, welcome on, man. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, man. Thanks, and congratulations.
Hey, listen, congratulations to you, man, coming up on 20 years. You know, you start to reminisce a little bit. Does that happen to you, man? Start thinking about what went by and how it was like and all that?
Well, that goes on. I'll tell you what's been hitting me lately. I've been getting the messages of people with over 20 years going out. It's been kind of like a warning thing, you know?
Right.
My brother was telling me he was at a meeting and some guy was there who had 22 years and went out. And then I got an email from a friend in L.A. about a guy with 25 years who went out. So I think that the message is you got to keep doing it. Like you're not well yet, you know?
You got
to stay vigilant.
And on top of which, you know, when you are in the public eye, I'm sure you have this. There will always be somebody who's in the program, whether they got 2 days or 20 years, that will have an opinion on you, something you said, did, or whatnot, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that happens. I mean, you know, but the thing about it now, I think the problem with it now is that rehab has become part of the tabloid publicity business. You know what I mean? It's not, and I don't think that's real sobriety. I think that's, you know, I need to be on the cover of the Inquirer sobriety.
As we close this thing out, Zoe, and again, God bless you, man, and congrats on your upcoming sobriety, 20 years, man.
If it wasn't for sobriety, I wouldn't be a comic. I found this gift in sobriety. I didn't start doing it until I had 5 years sober. So when we say don't leave before the miracle happens, we mean it. There's nothing going on in my life that I would have projected when I got here. Everything is better than anything I could have imagined. Even when I don't realize it, my life is better than I could have imagined, you know? And it's not all roses. It's tough sometimes. And I tell people, sometimes it's 51% willingness and 49% alcoholism or addiction.
Right.
But as long as I keep a little more willingness and try to do the right thing and stay sober, you get through those moments. I mean, the saddest thing in sobriety is the people who gave up when you know, if you had made that phone call or gone to that meeting or got through that day, things would have got better. Let me tell you how sobriety works, okay? I've had great success with Last Comic Standing. I'm touring all around the country doing great things. Next week I'm at the Fantasy Springs Casino in Palm Springs, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But you know who's in the big room at the Fantasy Springs Casino next Saturday? Chris Rock.
Ah! Oh,
you know why? Man. Because God will keep you humble.
There you go. And you know what? hey, and remember something, okay, for you Chris Rock fans. You'll appreciate this. Hey, Zoe, no sex in the champagne room, okay, bro? Okay. Hey, Alonzo, love you, man. Recovery Radio Live. See you next week.
Recovery Radio Live. It's your show. It's your program. It's your on-air meeting. Facing the challenge and finding the solution that is recovery by sharing experience, strength, and hope, and going at it step by step. We appreciate your presence at this spot on your radio dial, carrying on the message that is recovery. And we invite you to join us on the sober cyber side at recoveryradiolive.com. Until the next time, one step at a time. All love from Recovery Radio Live.